VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. After the Trump administration officially increased tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports to 25%, the European Union announced its own countermeasures, saying they will enter into force from April 1st. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
The countermeasures we take today are strong but proportionate. As the United States are applying tariffs worth $28 billion, we are responding with countermeasures worth 26 billion euros.
The Commission manages trade and commercial conflicts on behalf of the 27 member countries. Britain, which isn't part of the EU, said it is negotiating a trade deal with all options on the table.
It is disappointing. This is not a friendly act.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese hit out at the United States tariffs after he failed to secure a last-minute exemption. Albanese said Australia would not retaliate. The Kremlin said on Wednesday it needed to be briefed by the United States on the outcome of U.S.-Ukrainian talks in Saudi Arabia before it would comment on whether a proposed 30-day ceasefire was acceptable to Russia. On the ground, Ukrainian soldiers aren't optimistic.
They will agree, but they won't do it. It's 100%. I think it's 100% certain there is no other way. That is, they will somehow say in public arenas that there are no hostilities, no shelling. But as this abomination has been crawling, so it will continue to crawl.
That was Malchik, a lieutenant colonel. The United States agreed to resume military aid and intelligence sharing with Ukraine after earlier suspending them. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said he did not rule out the possibility of a phone call between Presidents Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the United States will have contact with Russia on Wednesday about the agreement reached with Ukraine.